This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I'm sure you remember the terrible events, 11 September 2001, the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. I can recall the people that I worked with at the time were stunned that morning as we came to work. And here we were miles away from the US. Leslie Haskin was at work on the 36th floor of the World Trade Center North Tower that morning. She was directly underneath with her colleagues, just where one of the planes hit. But somehow this lady survived, but 22 of her friends were killed on that horrible morning. Her successful career, corporate career, financial security were shattered. She tried to escape, hearing the screams of people around her, the sound of elevators falling. And Leslie headed for the fire exits, ended up walking out to the concourse in the darkness with fuel, jet fuel, fire, smoke, a nightmare, she said. And she saw people dying in front of her eyes, firefighters, policemen, doing their duty. It's interesting to find out that Leslie grew up in the church. Her father was a Baptist pastor. As an adult, she never bothered going to church. She never prayed. But that day, she prayed like she'd never prayed before. She needed God. And somehow, she struggled out of the building that morning, soaked in dust and blood. It was a day of utter terror. She closed her eyes and said the prayer, "God, help us." And she began to mouth the words of a hymn that was her favourite, was her mother's favourite hymn. And she remembers her mother singing the hymn to her to waken her up on Sunday mornings. "Pass me not, O gentle Saviour. Hear my humble cry, while others thou art calling, do not pass me by." God answered her prayer. She walked out of the building somehow. Hours later, she made it to her house in New York. A Christian neighbour waited on the driveway for her, and she took me in, Leslie said, and enabled me to have a shower, brush my hair. God sent his angels to help me that morning. Well, Leslie Haskin went on from this important job as a high-powered executive to be a homeless person. She and her young son were living on the streets. She had this severe post-traumatic stress disorder. She couldn't even talk. And the events of 9/11 ruined her life and her mind. But today, she's a totally different person. God took her from the ashes of the World Trade Center, gave her a new life. It's quite an extraordinary story. She was committed to a psychiatric hospital for several weeks. She was under a doctor's care for 8 months, saw a therapist for 3 years, and the doctor said that Leslie would never return to a productive state of mind. She was heavily medicated, depressed, anxious. And one day her 13-year-old son, Elliot is his name, asked her why she wouldn't accept Jesus Christ into her life. And she was impressed by his statement. She did. She invited Jesus into her life. And even though at that time she was homeless, things started to change. God renewed her mind. And today Leslie is living proof that Jesus Christ can change your life. Here's what she said. In fact, it's true. God is a God of surprises. "I learned," she said, "that God's love is the one universal certainty in this world. I learned even in the worst of times that God's loving arms are outstretched to carry us through." She's an evangelist. She's on boards of two rescue missions called Safe Hugs and Save the Children. She travels all around the world encouraging people. And the message is a simple message. God is always bigger than our burdens. Now, I found that to be a powerful, true story. And it says to me again, yes, God is bigger than our burdens. God is bigger than those horrific events that happened in New York all those years ago. The psalmist, of course, knew something like this. He said in Psalm 18, verse 32, "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure, even in times of terrible tragedy." Heavenly Father, we know that disappointment, tragedy, these are words we don't like. So many today are upset, disappointed with life, carrying burdens, just as Leslie did. They don't see their purpose and or reason for their existence. But we know that when Jesus comes to us, disappointments become his appointments, and we are truly grateful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.